Tuesday, April 16th, we're going to try to together get through an advanced topic in the crypto world here today, called the halving or the halvening. If you've been paying attention to crypto at all, you probably heard that this is a thing that is happening very soon. There's been a big lead up to it, and it's occurring this weekend, April 20th, maybe the 19th at night, depending on your time zone, whatever, not point. Bitcoin, you've heard of it, is halving. Now, some people who don't know things think that means that all the Bitcoin in the world is just being cut in half. That is not the case, okay? The blockchain of Bitcoin, right? It consists of a certain amount of blocks which are created by Bitcoin miners, right? They run algorithms. They are the ones who kind of make the blockchain operate, and they're the ones who make transfers, buys, sells happen, right? This is why it's a decentralized thing. There's no owner of Bitcoin. There's no bank of Bitcoin. It's people who decide to use software, hardware rather, to mine the Bitcoin. Now, I don't want to get too technical here because I don't fully understand it, and I don't think that I can accurately portray exactly what they do. But what is happening here is these miners get rewarded for their work, right? They get paid in Bitcoin to play this integral role in the blockchain, okay? They get it in the form of rewards from Bitcoin. Now what's about to happen is their rewards are about to be chopped in half. Not your Bitcoin, but the amount that they get paid essentially for doing this job in the system. They are about to get half as much as they did to that. If they got 2 shekels today, 1 week from today, they only get 1. Okay, but they still have to pay the cost of production to create these things, right? So there's an expense, whether it's the GPUs on their servers or whatever the expense is, that's way out of my pay grade. They pay to do this job, right? Not unlike many other freelancers. Like there's overhead to do what you have to do. Now they are about to get rewarded half as much. So what does that mean? But first, let me just this halving happens once every 4 years. After this, give you a little background. So this is the fourth one. The first was in 2012, then 2016, 2020, and now 2024. And it's always been a 50% cut in these rewards, right? So what happens now? How does this impact what many people are interested in? How does this impact the supply out in the world? And how does it impact the price? So since these miners are the only ones who can produce Bitcoin, there's going to be a supply shock because now they're getting half as much as they were. So let me try to break that down. There's a cost of production, right? Let's say it costs 4 shekels to do whatever they have to do. And they, as of today, they're getting 2 shekels in return for every time they do it. So they're taking a 50% loss each time, but they're gaining Bitcoin, which obviously fluctuates in value. Now they're only going to get 1 shekel for that 4. Therefore, they would need to hold their Bitcoin for a longer amount of time, assuming it's going to continue to go up, which they believe, otherwise they probably wouldn't be doing this thing that they're doing, in order to make their money back and then some for the cost of production. Meaning these miners are all going to be less likely to sell quickly or flip their rewards, creating a immediate decrease in the supply of Bitcoin out there for regular people to buy because the miners will be holding it for longer. It might be a bunch of word salad there, but I kind of understand what I'm saying. So I hope you do too. Because this is not my world when it comes to all this stuff, but I'm trying to figure it out as we go. The demand is obviously there, growing with the ETFs and the BlackRocks and the Fidelities, and just crypto becoming more mainstream, though we haven't really hit it yet. That is not going away, whether the halving was today, tomorrow, yesterday, or next year. But let's try to talk through that as well. Actually, I don't even want to get into that. It's just going to be a bunch of numbers and random stuff. So the what's the halving going to do to Bitcoin long term here? Right? A lot of these coins, people who have Bitcoins are in it for the long haul. They're wealthy now, or they became wealthy by holding Bitcoin and getting in early, and they believe it is, property in the cyberspace and will be worth way more than it is today. So a lot of the Bitcoin in supply will be held for a very long time. Thing is, the halving right now is not really priced in to the current value of Bitcoin. There's never been Bitcoin at an all-time high before the halving. It doesn't usually look like this, and this is where I'll probably lose you because I feel like I'm losing myself here as I'm trying to talk through it and figure it all out. How do I put this? I feel like I'm totally blowing it now, guys, for you. In the past, for these other three halvings, there's some sideways movement after the halving happens, and then there is a major, major bump in the price of Bitcoin afterwards because of said supply shock and because of, especially now, increased demand. There is the more people, this is just kind of simple supply and demand economics, where the more people that are holding their Bitcoin lowers the supply, and as the demand increases, the price has to go up because there's just not enough of it out there to get. And we're already starting to see that. This is where this halving seems a little different than ones in the past. Because of these new ETFs and these big guys getting into the mix, we're seeing a major increase in demand already before this halving. And now the fact that supply shock is going to come with this halving because of the miners, as I outlined earlier, the supply and demand are getting further apart. So that, as we learned in Econ 101, if you ever went to class, that's going to make price go up. My guess would be, and this is not financial advice, that come 6 months from now, end of the year, beginning of 2025, the price of Bitcoin, which is now low 60,000s, is probably, if not touching six figures, just beneath it. Where it goes from there, who knows? There will be pullbacks and blasts again, just like cycles do, but this is a big moment, like I said, that only happens once every 4 years. So the crypto world seems quite excited about it, enough so to get me to try to fumble through a bunch of this explanation. If you have any questions, I'm probably not your guy to answer it, but let's field them. I'll field them anyway. And if you think you can add to anything I'm saying here to enlighten me, please bring that on as well.